Hello, my name is A. Thomas Perhacs. I'm the author, creator, the visionary behind the Mind Force Method, MindForceSecrets.com, and the International Mind Force Syndicate. For many of you, you may know a little bit about my Mind Force Syndicate. It's a membership site that was started several years ago, and it's really morphed into something a lot bigger than what I ever expected it to be, and that is the International Mind Force Syndicate, which is now an association of individuals that can get specific training in specific areas, certification, mentoring, and really a great learning curriculum they can get to work. And what I want to cover in this video is how to become a Mind Force specialist. You probably never even considered what a Mind Force specialist is because you don't know what that means. It almost could be, in some ways, another name for a mentalist. You've heard the name mentalist, and I am going to cover some things as far as mentalism is concerned and kind of dispel some of the myths that go along with that. Because a lot of times people, they have different ideas and different concepts of what a mentalist is. And that's why I don't use mentalist, because there are so many different interpretations of what that is. But let's get started. I'm going to show you how to become a Mind Force specialist, what that means, the skill set that's involved, and kind of where you'll be once you are. What is a Mind Force specialist? Good question, right? A Mind Force specialist is someone who is in the process of mastering the total skill set. Now, I'm going to cover in detail what the total skill set is. And what I want you to pay attention to is, as you look at these skills, I want you to really see how they would relate to your own life and how you could actually get them to work as a benefit. I taught martial arts for many, many years, and I got a great benefit out of teaching martial arts. But one thing I found about martial arts is that, for the most part, it wasn't real world training. I mean, it was. I mean, you're teaching somebody a technique based on a possibility of a self-defense situation, which is always good. It's always good to be prepared and everything like that. But what I found is that most people, as they started getting, you know, a little bit older, they kind of got disinterested. They realized that unless they were living in the inner city or they had some kind of situation going on, they weren't really going to use those skills. And so I started really focusing in on how a skill set that I'm already teaching could relate to somebody in the real world, in the real life. Not something that could happen, but something that is absolutely going to happen. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now, because everything I'm going to cover in this video is going to be something that you can use in your life to make it better. Bottom line, there's no question about it. So let's get started. They're Mind Force specialist skills. The skills are broken down into subsets. These subsets are going to be discussed on a monthly basis in the International Mind Force Syndicate. They already are being discussed, but we're revamping everything to cover everything that is here. First thing is hypnotic influence. And I'm going to go into detail what hypnotic influence is. You probably already know what it is, but I'm going to kind of give you some nuances and how I spin it. Psychic energy development. Now, psychic energy development from a Mind Force perspective is different than chi power training. Many of you that are listening to this are aware of my involvement with chipower.com, Chi Power Inner Circle, and that's totally different training. That is more physical training. That's training that is designed to build up more physical chi energy. It does have the mental constituents with it. It has the mental energies with it, but Mind Force is going to be focusing almost exclusively on the mental side of things, the mind side of things, as far as the energy. But the psychic energy development is something that kind of crosses over with chi power. Although, just to let you know, I will not be teaching any of the chi power techniques with inside the Mind Force. You have to go to the chi power inner circle for that. Meditation mastery is really a key. Again, it's something that is going to cross over somewhat into the chi power, but I'm hitting it from a little bit of a different angle because I realize that I have two different types of people. I have some people that really enjoy that aspect, the chi power training, and then I have others that really love the mental side from the Mind Force perspective as well. Attraction. Now, the law of attraction, but I'm going to take it one step further, and I'm going to show you how detailed we're going to get into this traction. And again, this is the concept that I believe, all of these concepts work directly in what your life is involved with right now. Every one of these skills that I'm going to talk about are going to be directly related to how it could benefit your life currently, right now. It's not a what-if situation. What if this happens? You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely stuff you can use immediately. And then mentalism. Now, I use the word mentalism because that's what people are familiar with. But as I get into some of this information, you're going to realize it's a little different than what maybe your perspective of mentalism is. But I'm going to do the best I can to kind of let you know what that means. So the first thing is hypnotic influence. And if you've been on my list for any length of time, you know that I'm teaching valuable skills of the master persuader and influencer. I have several. I've written books, systems, courses, boot camps. The list goes on and on. The whole concept of the International Mind Force Syndicate is that at the end of the 12 months or the 12 modules, that you're going to have master skills that are going to cover the areas of hypnosis. And hypnosis is defined is that you'll be able to actually hypnotize other people. And that also is called heterohypnosis. And if you read my book, Heterohypnosis, you know what that means. Self-hypnosis, obviously, is the ability to use self-hypnosis in your own life, affirmations, auto-suggestions, whatever you want to call it, that's what it comes down to. I'm going to teach you how to master this in your own life so that you become really good at it. And you know, the thing is, when you become good at these types of skills, you become more in control than you've ever had before. And that's the exciting part of what this has to do. NLP. Now, I will tell you right now, I'm not a certified NLP instructor or master practitioner or whatever they call it, because the fact of the matter is, I take the pieces out of systems that are the most useful. I don't need to have all the dogma that goes along with it. I don't need to have all the things go along with it. Same thing with hypnosis and self-hypnosis. I teach you what works based on what my students have done, based on what my instructors have taught me. I'm not going to give you a full system of something that might not even apply. Subliminal messaging. This is one of the most important features because a lot of times people don't really understand how subliminal messaging really works. And there's so much garbage out there right now in terms of just MP3 files that you're supposed to listen to, and all of a sudden you're going to be wealthy or you're going to be attracting people. I mean, in essence, those things do work, but I would say that 90% of the times that you're ordering something like that, because of the way it's developed, because of the fact that you don't really understand what's going on, it's really not going to work for you. And I'll explain in detail why that is as I go through the curriculum. And if you've taken my subliminal solution system, I go into a lot of detail on that. Persuasion, obviously, is the ability to get somebody to do something that is going to be a win-win situation for you and them. I mean, it all ties together of being a master persuader and an influencer. And it's taking these skills and learning them. And I'm going to teach you on a monthly basis exactly how to do that through hypnosis, self-hypnosis, and all of the different things are there. You're going to get a subliminal messaging file. Every single module, you're going to get self-hypnosis instructions as well as hypnosis patterns and things you can use immediately. So it's pretty cool stuff. Psychic energy development. This is one of the things that people, I would say, when they see this as part of the Mind Force Secrets or Mind Force Curriculum or International Mind Force Syndicate, they get a little bit weirded out about it. But really, it's extreme perception methods. Now, if you've read my book, Internal Power Centers, Mind Force, Psychic Energy, you know I talk about a lot of really strange concepts, precognition, telekinesis, psychokinesis, and you know a myriad of techniques that probably 50% of the people that are watching this video may or may not even believe in. But I'm here to tell you that these are real concepts that I can teach you how to obtain. Because the fact of the matter is we're all psychic to some extent. You've all had a perception where you had a precognition or whatever the case might be. And so I'm going to teach you that psychic perception. It really comes down to tapping into the psychic center of your mind, your body, and your spirit, and understanding how that works together. Now, obviously, if you're involved in the Chi Power Inner Circle, we teach it there as well. And actually, it's an offshoot of doing the exercises that we teach in the Chi Power Inner Circle. But it's certainly something that you can learn on your own. Precognition, the concept of knowing things before they happen. I just want to dispel some of the myths about that. I'm going to teach you how to get good at this type of scenario. But a lot of times, depending upon the person, depending upon how open their mind is and how they start to receive these perception skills, you know, precognition is not always 100% accurate. So for instance, if I were to say to you, I'm going to show you how you could win the lottery tomorrow by, you know, having a precog moment and understanding the actual numbers. That could happen, but in a lot of times it might not happen. it's a situation where I'm going to teach you how to do these skills, but it's going to take you years to master them. Now, I will say this, that depending upon your past, you may already have a lot of these skills, and it's just a matter of taking those skills and honing them down. Mind reading. There's several different levels of mind reading. And when I say mind reading, the first level is an awareness, is reading somebody's body language, understanding where they're at, and getting an impression of actual mind reading. That's kind of how I've always done it, is I get an impression from somebody. It's not always words coming shooting at me. Sometimes it can be. Now, at an advanced level, several levels of mind reading, you get to an advanced level of mind reading, you can really interpret what somebody is almost thinking. But, you know, there's a limit to it. There definitely is a limit to that type of thing. And when I teach somebody the mind reading, it sometimes takes a little while to get because, again, like I said, it's impressions, it's pictures, it's feelings. And so if you once you learn how to understand those feelings, once you learn to understand that different, you know, shot that you're getting, a little video shot or a little feeling or an intuition, that's when you really start to be able to understand how mind reading really works. And I don't know if that was an adequate explanation, but when I go through some of the techniques, you'll understand it a lot better, obviously. Mind-to-mind communication is a little different than mind reading in the sense that you're actually communicating with somebody in a mind-to-mind situation, and you're transferring some of your thoughts to them and vice versa. You can get to the point where, and you'll notice that if you look up twins, twins have a lot of this type of thing where they have a lot of mind-to-mind communication. If you're a twin or you know of a twin, a lot of times they can communicate with each other without being right in front of each other. They could be on other opposite sides of the world and they could be communicating. Now again, same thing here, mind-to-mind communication doesn't necessarily mean that I can send you a message that says, give me a call today and mail me a check for $100. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be exactly how it's going to work. But I can send you an impression of me for you to give me a call. And then from there, we can take it. I can give you a feeling of giving. I can give you a feeling of wanting to do something like that. And again, it's all tied up in this. So I don't want to make this mysterious, and I don't want this to sound hokey, because everything I'm going to teach you works. Everything I'm going to teach you has been applied by people that I've trained over the years, and it works. There's no question about it. But I don't want it to come off like too new agey, like it's so out there, because I'm not that type of person. Clairvoyance. Obviously, you want to be able to see, in, you know, and have perceptions in a clairvoyant way, which I'll go into great detail on that as well. These are all skills that can be learned. I'm not saying that you're going to become a master at all of these skills in 12 months. To be able to say that would be kind of irresponsible on my part. Now, the next thing is esoteric meditation mastery. Esoteric meditation mastery is really the secrets of the masters. Going into different types of meditation methods, you're going to learn how to really take your body to really controlled relaxation, where you can relax it as much as you want for as long as you want. And again, these are some techniques that we do teach in a Chi Power Inner Circle and several of our programs there. But like I said, a lot of these things coincide. But as far as the Mind Force, International Mind Force Syndicate is concerned, you're going to learn specific meditations. I'm going to have different meditation files for you on a monthly basis so that you can use them. I'm going to teach you lucid dreaming methods that really work. I'm going to show you in a very short period of time how you could start having lucid dreams and get them to work for you. Now, a lot of times people say to me, how do I, you know, get these types of things to work for me? And the fact is, when you can get yourself into a meditative posture, you can get yourself relaxed, keep your body relaxed, you can do a lot of amazing things. Number one thing you can do is it's going to help you to open up your psychic centers. Number two, it's going to allow you deeper relaxation from a physical standpoint, which is going to help you to be able to be in better shape mentally, physically, spiritually, because now your body's not in a state of tenseness all the time, which most people are. Before I started meditation, I was tense all the time. And so by meditating, it brings me back to a level where I'm a lot better off. Lucid dreaming is a reality when you understand what that is. Lucid dreaming is the ability to have control in your dreams. Now, what I always tell people is lucid dreaming a dream, or is it a spiritual connection? Is it spiritual travel? But I'll go into more detail on that, but you can think on that for a little while. Out-of-body experiences is a spiritual technique of getting out of the body. It's easy for some, not as easy for others. I'll go into detail how you can do it. I'll give you case studies of people that I've worked with that have had success doing it. And I'll also give you some case studies of some that took a little while to do it because of specific circumstances. So I'm not going to make it sound like it's going to be super easy, because a lot of these things fit like a puzzle. You put the puzzle pieces together, and once you get them all interlocked, then you've got something that you could actually work with. Remote viewing. The difference between remote viewing and out-of-body experiences is that in an out-of-body experience, you're actually taking your spirit out of your body. Now, I know to some of you, that sounds really weird, and you may be thinking you don't buy that. But you have to first buy the concept that you're a spiritual being. God made you as a spirit, and that's a reality. That's a reality as I know it. It's a reality as many people that have studied the things I've studied know it. Doesn't matter what your religious background is. The fact of the matter is, there is a spirit inside of your body. Once your body is gone, your spirit will go somewhere else. Okay, that's just the way it is. You're not going to die and be buried in the ground and you're just void. That's not reality. And many of you know that already, because you've had dreams, you've had experiences where you were in spiritual form and you knew it. And when you came back and you woke up, you understood what was going on, but you didn't quite believe it. But I'm going to show you how you can experience that more. Remote viewing, on the other hand, is where you're doing more of a psychic type of event. Of course, it is done in a very similar situation as a lot of these other things in the meditation mastery section. But you don't necessarily always have to have the spirit go out in order to remote view. It could be just tapping into the subconscious mind and getting it to work for you that way. Stillness or dead body training. This really is just an advanced level of controlled relaxation. But until you can get this stillness or dead body training down, a lot of the techniques that I mentioned above are not necessarily going to work for you. And so I'm going to teach you methods that work on an ongoing basis. And you're going to start to see results, I think, very quickly as you apply these methods to your training. It's just superior to what else is out there. I'm also going to show you superior attraction skills. Super effective law of attraction strategies. Now, when I first came out with Mind Force Attraction, really concentrated on the law of attraction. In fact, I wrote my manual, my Magneto manual, way before that movie The Secret came out. A lot of people don't even know that. But I was doing the law of attraction way before people even coined the term law of attraction. I call it law of attraction just due to the fact that that's what people, you know, have coined it, and that's the expression that people know. But you're going to learn building an attracting mind machine. You're going to learn how to take your mind and turn it into something that becomes an attracting mechanism, where you can almost put it on autopilot to get the things out of life that you want, which I think is really what everybody wants. And that's for attracting health, wealth, relationships, so many different things that are out there. And again, like I said in the beginning, I'm teaching you concepts that you can readily apply. These aren't going to be concepts that are just, like I said, like, you know, when I'm teaching self-defense to somebody, it's a what if. You know, if somebody attacks you, you do this. These are techniques that you can use immediately in your own life and start to see results. They're techniques that can literally change your life for the better and set you up for an abundant lifestyle in the future. And that's what I'm excited about, is helping people do that. Sexual attraction techniques. Obviously, that's something I didn't really include in some of the other courses and systems that I've done, but because of my clients and students asking for it, I've put that together. There is a certain way that you can sexually attract somebody to you. Extremely powerful methods that work almost 100% of the time. And I'm going to be teaching that in the International Mind Force Syndicate. How to become lucky. I don't really like the term luck, because I believe that luck is the law of attraction. And you'll notice that some people that you know in your life seem to always have everything go right their way. And the reason they are is because of the mindset that they have. And so some people could call that lucky, but it's really a mind force. It's a switch inside the mind that allows them to be able to track to them what they want. And a lot of times they can do that through methods of luck, whether that be gambling or through the lottery or something like that. I don't necessarily agree with always using those types of attraction methods, But the fact of the matter is, I'll discuss exactly how you can do that. And then creating the Magneto of Attraction, which obviously goes back to the manual of the same name, is teaching you how you can become a powerful attracting force all the time, open for business, 24/7, if you will. And that's really what I'm about, is teaching you techniques that are absolutely going to work. And you're going to have an arsenal of techniques that after the 12 months, I mean, you are going to have really a skill set that very, very few people have, which is pretty cool. I'm also going to talk about secret mentalism, how to become a mentalist. Now, like I said before in the beginning of this video, a lot of times people have concepts of a mentalist. A mentalist, in a lot of cases, is nothing more than a magician or a trickster. And I'm going to show you a lot of mentalism techniques and tricks that you can practice on your own. I'm not going to concentrate on them because that's not what I mean by a mentalist. To me, being a mentalist is really taking all of the skills that we've already talked about and combining them into a package where you can do all of them. You can be proficient at every one of those skills. Now, that doesn't mean that you are going to be 100% accurate in every one of those techniques. You're not going to be 100% accurate in hypnotism, psychic energy development, meditation, attraction. But what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you the tools that you can use so that you are proficient in each one of those skills. That's what I call being a mentalist. It's learning mental games and tricks. You're going to love some of the things that I'm going to teach you as far as these mental games and tricks, because they are going to be things that you can apply again to your life and can utilize. I'm not just going to give you mental games and tricks for the sole purpose of mental games and tricks. I will provide references to you with inside the International Mind Force Syndicate to manuals and books that I've collected over the years that will have mental games and tricks that you could use if you ever wanted to do this as a profession and you wanted to be a trickster or a mentalist. That's certainly available to you. You're going to learn super enhanced perception skills. Now, the reason I put mental there is because these super enhanced perception skills are going to be different than the perception skills in the psychic energy area. Psychic energy perception skills are going to be psychic in the sense that you're taking your mind and you're getting that emotional, you're getting the feelings, you're getting everything wrapped into it from that standpoint. Whereas super enhanced perception skills from a mental standpoint is having a mental acuity when you meet somebody that it's not so much psychic, but it's an observation, it's perception. It's looking at somebody and in one shot, in a very short period of time, knowing what that person's about without having to have any type of strange psychic skill. You can do that. I'm going to teach you these perception skills. You could walk into an interview and know exactly what that person's like. You could meet somebody for the first time and know almost what they're thinking because of these perception skills. Super awareness at all times. One thing I can say about a lot of guys I know that are mentalists is that they're super aware. When they walk into the room, they know what's going on in the room. They know how many women are in the room versus how many men. They can pretty much sum up the age of the room in a very short period of time. They know really what's going on in the room. It's superior awareness. When you learn some of these skills, I can tell you right now, it's just phenomenal stuff. It's stuff that you probably could even learn on your own. But unless you know some of the specific techniques and little tricks in order to get this to work for you, you really wouldn't even think of it that way. It's pretty cool stuff, though. And then what a real mentalist is and isn't. Like I said, you know, a real mentalist from my perspective is somebody that can use these perception skills and awareness and use mental games and tricks in their life. What most mentalists are just tricksters. They're just doing tricks for the sake of tricks, and most of the tricks that they're doing are blatant trickery, you know, bottom line, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And really the main thing is, instead of mentalist, think controller. That's the real key. Is that once you become good at these skills and you become a mind force specialist, you're going to become a controller. I use the word mentalist because a lot of people know that. They don't know the word controller, although if you've read any of my books or courses or systems, you know I talk about becoming a controller. And that's really what I mean here, is how to become a controller. And this is the most exceptional skill because it basically is a totality of everything that's in the system. And I think you'll find it quite interesting. The International Mind Force Syndicate. You're going to learn methods described in 12 months to become a certified Mind Force Specialist. Once certified, you'll be inducted into the International Society of Mind Force Practitioners. Each module showcases a different skill or technique in the areas that I just discussed. You can have video, audio, documents, and mentoring that will allow you to get to each particular level. It's really an extraordinary association of concepts, methods, and tactics that you're going to love. You're going to get real training for real life situations. You're also going to get a lot of different membership benefits that I really am not going to go into in this short video because I wanted this to be more instructional in nature and give you something to think about as you look at some of these skills. Because whether or not you want to join the International Mind Force Syndicate or not, a lot of these skills can be learned with several of my systems and courses. And I don't want you to think that you're only going to get them one place. The nice thing about the International Mind Force Syndicate, it has a training curriculum, you've got certification, you got mentoring, you get a membership association that you can become a part of. You can use these skills really in any area of your life to get really out of life what you want. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I would recommend that you watch this video again. I've also provided an audio file for you, so if you want to listen to this in MP3 format, obviously you can do that. I think I've covered a lot of great information. If you have any questions or comments about what I've talked about in this video or want some clarification, just shoot me an email or send me a ticket to my support desk and have it answered that way, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. But everything I've discussed is just the tip of the iceberg when you become a member of the International Mind Force Syndicate. Again, thanks for watching, and have a fantastic day. So long.